war between belligerents have some rules. When you are fighting inside countries, and one country, and when it is an in-state conflict with ethnic, sometimes religious, sometimes both, with economic interest, then the civilian population is really a target, and children become a target. The worst also is that with all these terrorist tactics that is used, the new technology that could target children, all these things that we are seeing in conflict with use a very heavy use of force without precautionary measures, that's what we are seeing that have a very, very heavy effect on children.
So now we're seeing a disregard for children, whereas before maybe they were taken into consideration their safety.
I think that when you are in conflict taking place in populated area and when you have ethnic or religious background, then it's not that you are affected, you are directly target because you belong to a community that is target. More and more armed groups find it better, easier to manipulate children. They are used as suicide bombers. They are used as spy. They are used as human shield. They are used to commit the atrocities when they are recruited. So it's easier to manipulate children, and it's almost with no cost.
What can you tell me about children involved in the Syrian conflict?
Children are killed, are maimed, are prevented from going to school. Many, many children now in Syria don't go to school because their school either destroyed, transformed in barracks or detention center. They are detained, they are tortured, they are displaced, they are refugees.
And what about the children affected by the crisis in Mali?
So, of course, the same trends. Children were recruited because it's easy to recruit children. Sometimes the family were paid. The poverty is also something behind always.
June 12th is the World Day Against Child Labor. What would be your message to the international community for that day?
We have to, all of us, join our effort to end this because it's not acceptable. Just think if it is happening to your child.